before you transpose some of the numbers. Hi, Missoula, Montana. You know Jerry Brumenshank by any chance?
No.
No. He trains bees. I'm calling from St. Paul, Minnesota, doing a radio show out here, and read a story about bee training out there in Montana. We don't know too much about you guys, but I got a 50,000-watt radio station cooking a pretty good program tonight out to the masses. Wondered if you'd be able to help us out with what the heck's going on out there.
Bees? What are you talking about?
Some guy named Brumenshank from the university there is training little honeybees. He's training them, and he says they're easier to train than dogs. He says it's extraordinary. Their sense of smell, they travel in packs, they learn more quickly than dogs, master a new task faster than dogs. You believe that? Little bees.
Yeah, I saw something about it on the news.
I'm trying to track down this Brumenshank fella. What do you know about that university? Everything on the up and up there? I mean, is it a good university?
Yeah, good, I think.
They're messing around with bees and claiming they're going to be sniffing for mines all over the world.
Yeah.
Oh, what the hell's that? I don't know if that makes a lot of sense. You buy that the bees are going to find the mines?
I don't know.
What
this
do you
is
think?
Kind of weird.
What's that? What's weird?
Why are you talking to me about bees?
I'm curious about this. Aren't you?
Yeah, but you just called me. This is all random and stuff. Why are you talking to me?
Well, I called Jerry Brumenshank, but the line was busy.
Oh, so you're just talking to me to fill time? Or space? Or?
Well, no. I thought I'd try someone in Missoula. Maybe the closer you get to Missoula, the more people understand this issue.
Oh, well, you know, I haven't really heard a whole lot about it. I just saw something about it on the news tonight.
Uh-huh.
I haven't heard anything prior about it.
Mm-hmm. What do you do for a living?
I go to school.
Oh, you're a student at the U.
No, I actually am still in high school.
Oh, you're in high school.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I can see where this is the last thing on your mind. You're probably more interested in cars and girls and that sort of thing.
Yep, something like that.
Or guys. So no skin off my neck. I don't care one way or the other. You know, well, Montana, yeah, I don't know, maybe sheep. Anyway,
yeah, that was funny, buddy.
I'm sorry. I just we get reports now and again out this way, and
yeah, what way is that?
St. Paul.
St. Paul, Minnesota?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Enough said.
Well, now that's funny. That's kind of clever. This is kind of a fun little back and forth we got going here.
Yeah.
You don't seem to be enjoying it quite as much as I am, but I...
No, dude, I'm having fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, our stereotypes are a little off on the great big sky state.
Well, you know, you can't take stereotypes too seriously no matter where you look.
Uh-huh.
Take Alabama, for instance. You know, they're not all brothers and sisters down there.
Right.
Yeah.
What are the stereotypes about St. Paul?
St. Paul?
Yeah.
I was actually kind of lying. There weren't any. I was just hurt by the sheep comment.
Yeah, actually, the sheep comment is never applied to Montana. Where it's applied is Wyoming. I was just reaching for something.
Okay, you know, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think you'll concur on the whole Wyoming deal, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
what the hell,
you know,
going on
what are those guys up to?
Say no more. Yeah. Well, this Brumenshank guy I'm going to try to track down. If I find out anything, I'll get back to you.
All right, thanks.
All right, you take care.
See ya.
Try him again, Kodiak. I kind of got out of that one, didn't I? I patched that up. Little verbal bactine. And
busy again.
Busy again? Who is this yahoo? I'm doing a break-in. What's it called? An emergency attack, a frontal assault, what do they call it? Give me the number. I don't have a pen. Feed it to me in my headset eventually here. Quest. Ridiculous name for a phone company.
This is Crystal.
Crystal. All right, top of the evening to you. When Mr. Ed would talk, did you buy that whole thing? Remember the Mr. Ed program? When the horse would talk, that wasn't very realistic. I'm trying to do a break-in on a phone that's been busy for now 48 straight hours. And I would really like to find out who the hell could talk for that long, unless it's a fundraiser or a marathon kind of deal. Can I give you the phone number?
Sure, what's that number?
All right, the number is 401. That's 401. I'm sorry, 406-728-8719.
Okay, and unfortunately, actually, this is out of my local calling area.
Really?
Yeah.
I always think of the nation as shrinking and us as being a little neighborhood. You know, there used to be a time you didn't call 411 for a local number. You called the area code plus 555-1212. Well, everything's shrinking now. 411 works. But you say when I dial zero and talk to an operator, I can't get the help I need.
Yeah, we're only local here.
Sometimes I get so frustrated I want to throw my body into a brick wall backwards at high speed. Who can I talk to?
Your long-distance carrier, actually.
I don't have one. See, I'm sitting here on Main Street in Buckman, Minnesota at a payphone.
Okay.
Wow, I've been trying to get a hold of this guy for 2 days because his wife has passed away.
Okay, you can try dialing zero and then the 406 and the number
altogether. All right, it'll cost me another 50 cents, but I'll do it. Thank you. All right, Kodiak, zero and then all those digits. What a waste of time. Just to get a hold of Buckminster Fuller. What the hell? What's his name? Buck Jerry? What's his name? Buck Jershink, I think there's some. Bucky Dent. I guess you gotta dial a zero and a bunch of digits. And the Wicked Witch of the West appears and helps you out or something. Did you get a hold of anybody, or what am I doing? Am I talking to somebody, or am I here alone in my closet pretending I'm doing a radio show? Hello? Hello? Hello?
We're sorry. Your call did not go through.
Yeah. I think some speed was involved, and a mistake was made.
What did she say to dial zero?
Zero, the area code.
Okay.
And then the number. Feel free to try again.
The number
the
we wanted to call?
Jerry's
number. Okay.
Yeah. What are you guys doing? Anything? Do you like sometimes just hanging out even when we're not having productive time? Do you like just being with the radio? We don't always have to accomplish things, do we? I just like being with you. I don't think we always have to do something.
Please enter your calling card number and PIN, or major credit card number and the four-digit expiration date now. For rates, terms, and conditions, please stay on the line.
Please say, collect, calling card, third number, or person to person, now.
For rates, terms,
emergency breakthrough, you freaking morons.
If your party is unavailable, please stay on the line
I'll
for more
I'll tell you
options.
What's unavailable right now, my 12-gauge.
At the tone,
I teach
please
you a
say
thing
your name.
Or two. I said, how about this? You like that, huh? You like
please
that?
Hold
how
for
about
billing
that?
Acceptance.
Yeah.